الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته respected علماء honorable elders Young friends, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From the countless, innumerable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest favors is our being an individual of the Ummah of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Many ummats and many nations have passed before our ummah, before our nation. The ummah of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, the ummah of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, the ummah of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. The Ummah of Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, the Ummah of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. But no Ummah was given the title Khayru Ummah. It is only this Ummah, the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that was granted the title of Khayru Ummah. And that too in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best ummah. Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best ummah. Our being an individual of this ummah, our being associated to this great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is a very great honor bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which unfortunately majority of us do not realize. We have been granted this title of Khayru Ummah, the best Ummah, because we are connected to the best Nabi. We are connected to the best Rasul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best amongst the humans. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best amongst the messengers, amongst the anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best amongst the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam, then his ummah has to be the best amongst the ummats. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. تو ہے جب خیر البشر خیر الرسل خیر الانام. When you are خیر البشر, best of the humans. When you are خیر الرسل, the best of the messengers. When you are خیر الانام, the best amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your ummah must be called khayr ummah, the best ummah. You are the best amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and amongst the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person who recites the kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and becomes an individual of your ummah has to be part of the best ummah. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this great favor that He has connected us to the best Nabi, best Rasul, best Prophet, best Messenger. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا غَارِبَهَا. I have turned upside down the easts of this world and the wests of this world. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me the ability to look at each and everything in His creation very carefully. When you turn upside down something, when you turn upside down a paper, that means you look at it very carefully. So I have looked at everything associated to this earth very carefully. I have seen Adam alayhi salatu wasalam very carefully. I have seen Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from a very close distance. Isa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam. I was responsible to bring wahy and revelation to each and every Nabi from amongst the approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So I have met every Nabi. I have seen every Nabi. I have understood every Nabi. I am aware of the lives of each and every Nabi, their characters, their morals, their attributes, good qualities. What is my conclusion? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَلَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِن مُحَمَّدٍ. I have not seen anyone more virtuous than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How could Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam possibly see anyone more virtuous than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anyone more virtuous than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He was simply the best, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. قاسم العلوم والخيرات حضرت مولانا محمد قاسم نانوتوی رحمه اللہ تعالی says in a couplet, جہاں کے سارے کمالات ایک تجھ میں ہے, تیرے کمالات کسی میں نہیں مگر دو چار. جہاں کے سارے کمالات ایک تجھ میں ہے, the virtues and excellences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in each and every being, if they are all collected together, then you will see the person of Muhammad in front of you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When these excellences and virtues are scattered, then somewhere you will see Adam, somewhere you will see Sulaiman, you will see Isa, you will see Musa, you will see Harun, you will see Dawood, you will see Shish, you will see Nuh. When these excellencies are and virtues are scattered, you will see approximately 124,000 Anbiya. And when these excellencies and virtues are put together, you will see only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جہاں کے سارے کمالات ایک تجھ میں ہے. The excellencies and the virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed amongst His creation throughout the universe, they are all found in you alone. تیرے کمالات کسی میں نہیں مگر دو چار. And your virtues, if we try to look for your virtues, and if you try to look for your excellencies, and if you try to look for your kamalat in other people, we will only find 3-4. Only a few. خدا سے تو کم اور سب سے بالا. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is below only one being, only one person, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala, below Allah, above everyone else. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala, do alam se bala hamare Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than anything and everything. Anyone and anything in this world and also in the hereafter. He is more virtuous than each and every Nabi. He is more virtuous than each and every angel. Jibreel is Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of the Malaika, Jibreel. And angels are masoom, they are immune from sins. La ya'soon Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do. Each and every angel is masoom. And Jibreel alayhi salam is the Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of all the Malaika, the chosen angel by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring revelation to Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. He enjoys a very high status amongst the Malaika. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only virtuous, more virtuous than Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he is far more virtuous than Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. During the night of Mi'raj, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sayyidul Malaika, and the one after him, Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, both of them travel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as khadims, not as companions. They travel as khadims, as attendants. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after leading the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam in prayer in Baytul Maqdis, in Masjid Aqsa, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam became the imam to all approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Because in the Alamul Arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took oath from each and every human first. Each and every human. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. I will create you. I have created your souls. A time will come when I will send you into the world. Some will spend a few thousand years. Some will spend a few hundred years. And some will spend a few decades. Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Who is your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? Do you not accept me as your only Rabb? As your only creator? So all of us, we were there in the Alamul Arwah. Our souls were there in the Alamul Arwah, our ruhs, our arwah, there in the Alamul Arwah before we came into this world. All of us said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bala, yes, definitely you are our Rabb, you are our only Rabb. So he took this oath from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when I send you in the world, you will accept only me as your Rabb and you will worship only me because I am your only Rabb.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind us of this oath on the day of Qiyamah. When He will say to us, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, Allah ta'budu shaitan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin, wa ani'buduni hadha siratum mustaqim. O the children of Adam, did I not take this oath from you? That you will not worship shaitan because he is your clear enemy, and that you will worship me only, and that this is the only straight path. Allah took this oath in the Alamul Arwah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking this question in the Alamul Arwah, when each and every one of us was recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when each and every one of us had this knowledge that yes, Allah is our only creator and Allah is our only Rabb, and we all knew the answer. There was no ghafla. Each and every person knew the answer. And Allah asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Everybody knew the answer that yes, you are our only Rabb. But everybody was afraid to answer. When we have awe for somebody, when we have reverence for somebody, when we have respect for somebody, and we are asked a question by this person, then despite knowing the answer, we feel slightly frightened. Why? Because we are not aware of the adab and the etiquettes of answering. So we know that you are our Rabb. We accept that you are our Rabb. But how shall we say it? What words shall we choose to say that yes, we do accept you as our Rabb? So in the Alamul Arwah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Every ummah paid attention to the answer of its Nabi. Before answering, the individuals of the ummah of each Nabi paid attention to their Nabi. How is our Nabi answering this question? We will copy him, because he knows more than we do. He knows the etiquettes of answering the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every individual of the ummah of each Nabi was paying attention to the answer of the Nabi. And every Nabi was paying attention to the answer of the Sayyidul Mursaleen. Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? The first person to speak in Alamul Arwah was the orphan of Amina, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bala, definitely you are our Rabb. Bala, alastu bi Rabbikum, qalu bala. Definitely you are our Rabb. As soon as he said Bala, the remaining 124,000 Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam said Bala. And as soon as they said Bala, all their ummah said Bala. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has always been the leader. In Alamul Arwah he was the leader. In this world he was the leader. On the day of Qiyamah he will remain the leader. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated his dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated his praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated his status. No stain will come on the status of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah is safeguarding his honor. Allah elevates his status. In Alamul Arwah he was the leader. He was the one being followed by everybody in the Alamul Arwah. And we can also deduce that the whole humanity was indebted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Alamul Arwah also. He came into this world He came into this world and he completed the religion Islam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was not able to complete the religion Islam. He said, a messenger is to come after me who will complete this religion. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Approximately all the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam continued saying, I am not completing the religion Islam. A messenger is to come whose name is Muhammad who will complete this religion. Finally, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came. He said, "Wa mubashiram bi rasuli yati min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad." I am giving glad tidings of a rasul to come after me whose name will be Ahmad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Ana Muhammad wa ana Ahmad. I am Muhammad and I am Ahmad. I am Muhammad and I am Ahmad. I am Muhammad, the one who is praised the most. And I am Ahmad, who praises his creator the most. So I am the one who praises his creator the most. And I am the one who is praised the most by the creator and by the creation." I am the one who is praised the most by the creator and by the creation. Allahu Akbar. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messengers and his angels send salutations upon the Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, send salutations and greetings upon this Nabi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Nabi. Salat of Allah. Allah sends salat, salutations. The angels send salat salutations. O you who believe, send salat salutations. So we have three types of salutations. The salutation of Allah, the salutation of the angels, and the salutation of the mu'mineen. Salat of Allah, salat of the angels, salat of the mu'mineen. There is a difference between all the three. Allah sends salutations. Allah sends salat. What is the meaning of Allah sending salat? The mufassirin, the commentators of hadith, have given various interpretations. One very well-known interpretation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises his Nabi in front of an audience of Malaika. This is the Salat of Allah. Allah praises his Nabi. And the audience is Malaika. In front of the Malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises his Nabi. And what is the Salat of the Malaika? Upon listening to this praise, the Malaika supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, increase the status, reverence of this Nabi more. Increase his virtue more and praise him more. This is the salat of the malaika. And those who are familiar with the Arabic language understand this sentence, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. It has continuity, istimrar, the meaning of istimrar. That means, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels continually send salat upon this Nabi. So the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue, the supplication of the malaika continue. And what is our salat? Our salat is that we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Oh Allah, continue sending salat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue praising him. Continue praising him in front of the malaika, and the malaika will continue to say supplicate that increase this praise, increase his status. And Allah will continue his praises. This has been going on for hundreds of years, and it will inshallah continue until the day of Qiyamah. Each and every Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to come, he will complete this religion. He is to come. Ana Muhammad wa ana Ahmad. I am the one praised the most by the Creator and the creation. The number of people who have written biographies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many in number that no other personality can match that number. How many biographies of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam do you find in the market? How many biographies of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam do we find in the market? How many biographies of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam do we find in the market? These are great beings, the cream of humanity. So many people, friends and foes both, have discussed this great life. And the friends have always praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a natural thing to do. But even the foes have praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right from his time. Even the foes, even the enemies. And in the Arabic language it is said, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bihil a'da. If friends praise a person that, oh, he is like this and he is like this, he is like this, that is a virtue, but a virtue of a lesser degree. The virtue of a higher degree is that the enemy says that, no, he is a man of principle. He is a trustworthy person. The kuffar of Makkah and the mushrikeen of Makkah, before our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's claim to prophethood, and after our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's claim to prophethood, maintained this view that he was nothing but Amin and he was nothing but Sadiq. Even after his claim to prophethood, they became his enemies. But they did not say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a liar. They did not say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not trustworthy. After the Sulhul Hudaybiyah, which took place in the 6th year of Hijrah, when Abu Sufyan was summoned by Herakl, Hercules, who was the emperor of Rome, and when he asked this question, that does this person ever lie? Have you ever experienced him lying? Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, staunch enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not wish to see any progress whatsoever for Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not wish the emperor of Rome to incline even slightly towards this cause and towards this message of Islam, he was compelled to say, no, we have never experienced him lying. He has always been truthful. A non-Muslim during a journey tried to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting under a tree when his eyes opened he saw the enemy with a sword in his hand, saying, "Man yamnauka minni ya Muhammad? O Muhammad, who will save you from me now?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest mutawakkil that the world had seen. So much tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that harm and benefit can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he very gently said, "Allah, who will save you from me, O Muhammad?" He very gently said, "Allah." This saying of Allah had so much effect on that person that he started shaking. And the sword fell from his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any haste, got up and he got hold of the sword in his hand and he said, "Man yamnauka minni?" Now who will save you from me? He said, "Kun khayra akhidin ya Muhammad." O Muhammad, become a good holder of the sword. Become a good holder of the sword. That means become a person who is good and who is holding the sword. That means don't kill me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Atashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anni Rasulullah?" Do you bear witness that Allah is only one and I am the messenger of Allah? He said, "No, I cannot do that." Islam was spread by the sword. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not compelling him to accept Islam. He is inviting him to Islam. Because that was his responsibility. The sword is in his hand. He said, "Do you bear witness that Allah is only one and I am the messenger of Allah?" He said, "No. No, that is not my belief." Fine. If that is not your belief, la ikraha fid din, there is no compulsion in deen. You cannot force anybody to accept Islam. Because Islam, when accepting Islam, it is the state of the heart. If the heart does not accept Allah to be only one and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the messenger of Allah, just by verbally acknowledging that, "Yes, I do believe that Allah is only one and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger," a person does not become a Muslim. Fine. Do you give me a promise that you will never fight against the Muslims? He said, "Yes, I give that promise." He said, "Go. You are free." He left. He left whilst his heart had accepted Islam. Because of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the forgiving character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to his people and he said, "Jaitukum min indi khayrin nas." A few moments ago, he hated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that he wished to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at his view. "Jaitukum min indi khayrin nas." I have come to you from the best person walking on the surface of this earth. And he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." What we need to do, my friends, is to bring this life, this beautiful life, this great life, this life full of virtue, nearer and nearer to our non-Muslim brothers and sisters, so that they can see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from a very close distance. Because they have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have to make them see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the only way we will be able to make them see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by first understanding the seerah ourselves, and then after explaining this seerah to those non-Muslims who have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they may see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from a close distance and they may appreciate this great life. This is what we need to do. Dr. Margolis, a professor in the early 20th century in the Oxford University, has also written the biography of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was a critic of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So not a friend, a foe. But in the preface of this book he writes that the biographers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam form a long list. Even he knew that dozens of people have written the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The biographers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam form a long list. And he also knew that this list is not going to end. He says they form a long list which is impossible to end. He also knew that there will always remain the lovers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite criticizing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this book, in the preface he writes, the very first sentence, the biographers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam form a long list which is impossible to end, but in which it is an honor to find place. To find a place in this list of those who wrote his biography, it is an honor. He finds it an honor to be that individual who is writing the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, the one who is praised over and over again. And who gave this name? In the history before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not find a single person with this name Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first person who was given this name by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. So where did Abdul Muttalib find this name from? From where did he find this name? There was no name before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This name didn't exist. He was inspired by the Creator. And as a result of this inspiration, he gave this name, Muhammad. When Allah inspired this name, and when Allah chose this name for this personality, that this is that personality which will be praised over and over again. Who will be able to put a stain? Who will be able to put a stain to the honor and to the virtues of this great personality? Nobody. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. He will complete. I have come as a link to the chain of Islam. Islam began with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were the links to the chain of Islam, and the final link was our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was the final link. Bahissay rasadi laye the shariat Isa wo Musa, mukammal deen lekar hai Muhammad Mustafa aaye. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came with the first link. Enough ahkam, enough instructions, enough guidance for the people of his time. Another Nabi came as a second link. Enough guidance, enough instructions for the people of his time. Finally, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. Mukammal deen lekar hai Muhammad Mustafa aaye. Now he has come as a final link. And he has come with a deen that will reign till the day of Qiyamah, and that will fulfill all the needs of the whole humanity until the day of Qiyamah. There is no need for another Nabi to come. There is no need for any more revelation. بحصے رسدی لائے تھے شریعت عیسیٰ و موسیٰ مکمل دین لے کر ہیں محمد مصطفیٰ آئے. محمد اور آدم کا تعلق اس سے ظاہر ہے, وہ لے کر ابتدا آئے, یہ لے کر انتہا آئے. آدم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام did not come with another religion. عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام did not come with another religion. They all came with the same religion, religion Islam. from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam alayhi salatu was salam came with the beginning of Islam, and then the links followed, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as the final link of this chain, and he completed the religion of Islam. And he said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This day I have, Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this day I have completed your religion for you. And I have completed my favor upon you. And I have chosen for you this system, Islam, which was brought by my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will reign until the day of Qiyamah. And he said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. I will safeguard this until the day of Qiyamah. I will safeguard the Quran. I will safeguard the Ahadith. I will safeguard this deen. And when Allah safeguards this deen, the Quran, the Ahadith, the Quran and the Ahadith are full of praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to safeguard the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of Qiyamah. First oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took in the Adamul Arwah was a general oath from everybody. Anbiya and the nations included. Thereafter, he gathered together the Anbiya only. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرن. This is the second oath. First oath, ألست بربكم, am I not your Rabb? Everybody said, yes, you are your Rabb. Finish. The general gathering is finished. Now special gathering of the Anbiya only. 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes another oath from the Anbiya. لَمَا آتِيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. I will send you into the world. I will give you a book for guidance. I will give you hikmah. Teach you how to explain that book to the ummah. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. Then right at the end will come a Rasul. Right at the end, after all of you. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. And he will verify all of you and the religions all of you have brought. He will say to his followers that we have to accept each and every Nabi, because they were from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to believe in each and every scripture, because the scriptures were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. I want each of you to do two things. If you are alive when he comes into the world, then number one, each of you will accept Iman on his blessed hands. And number two, if you are alive, you will assist him in his cause. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. قَالَ آخَرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي. This is my demand. Do you accept it? Do you make a promise to me that yes, you will believe in him, you will accept Iman in him, and you will support him, you will assist him, you will help his deen? Qalu akrarna. Akrarna, yes, we accept, we will do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fashhadu wa ana ma'akum min ash-shahideen. He said, you are witness over the other. Each of you is a witness over the other. And I am also a witness with all of you. Now every Nabi is gone. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And finally came Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his beloved Nabi for Mi'raj and he made him stop at Masjid-e-Aqsa where he gathered for him all the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam. 124,000. So that they are able to carry out the promise that they had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of them accepted Iman. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Each of the Nabi accepted Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led this salah. He said that when I entered Baytul Maqdis, I saw a very large gathering around me. Jibreel said to me, you know who these people are? These are the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, all of them present here today. And somebody called out the Iqamat. I was thinking to myself, who will be the Imam today? He said, Jibreel held me by the hand and he said, you are the Imam today. He said, I led the Salat and after the Salat, the gathering of the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam took place in Baytul Maqdis where Ibrahim alayhi wassalatu wassalam spoke for a few minutes. Musa alayhi wassalatu wassalam spoke for a few minutes. Isa alayhi wassalatu wassalam spoke for a few minutes. All these revered Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam spoke in the gathering of the Anbiya, mentioning the Tawheed of Allah and praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We don't need to worry too much about these insignificant things. A small film on YouTube, a few sentences of a person who thinks he can degrade the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These things don't degrade anybody. Hafiz of the Quran, Qari of the Quran, Alim of Deen, Maulana Yahya. The whole world can say he is not a Qari. Does that change the reality? The whole world can say he is not a Hafiz. You can write volumes. He is not a Hafiz. Does that change the reality? The whole world can say he is not an Alim. Does that change the reality? Reality remains a reality. Even today, hundreds of thousands of non-Muslims revere our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they are compelled to revere him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visits the first heaven where he meets Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Second heaven where he meets Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Third heaven where he meets Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fourth heaven where he meets Idris alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fifth heaven where he meets Harun alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sixth heaven where he meets Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And seventh heaven where he meets his great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. All of them give him respect, they revere him. Marhaban bin Nabiyyi Saleh. Marhaban bin Nabiyyi Saleh. Marhaban bin Nabiyyi Saleh. Welcome the pious Nabi. Every Nabi is pious. But they specifically gave him this title. Welcome, O the pious Nabi. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches Sidratul Muntaha, beyond which no creature is allowed. On one side we have Sayyidul Malaika. On the other side we have Sayyidul Bashar. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche Nabi, sar jhuka karke Jibreel kehne lage, e Habibe Khuda ab siwa aapke, aage jayega jo bhi wo jal jayega. This is my end, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as I am concerned, this is my end. And as far as you are concerned, this is your beginning. Where the excellence of Jibreel ends, that is where the excellence of Muhammad begins. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he returns with the gift of Mi'raj, the Salat. And he says, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'minin. Salat is the mi'raj of the mu'minin. So he was the leader in the Alamul Arwa. He was the leader and he still remains the leader in this world also. The material progress that we see throughout the world is based on science. And science has been derived from the Quran and Hadith. So everybody is benefiting. The whole world is benefiting from Quran and Hadith. The etiquettes and the morals and good principles that you find in any system throughout the world has been derived from the Quran and Hadith. There are so many non-Muslims who made our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their ideal, and by following in his footsteps, they acquired high status. And in the hereafter also he will be the leader. The whole humanity is indebted to him in Alamul Arwa. The whole humanity is indebted to him in this world. The whole humanity will be indebted to him in the hereafter also. People will come to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, intercede for us, he says, no. I am scared. Allah is very angry today. Nuh alayhi salam, intercede for us, no. Allah is very angry today. Intercede. What is the meaning of intercession? What are they expecting from these Zambia? Just go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and simply ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin the reckoning. Not intercession of forgiveness. Begin the reckoning. Even this, the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam are unable to do on the day of Qiyamah. Musa alayhi salam, no. Ibrahim alayhi salam, no, I can't do it. This delegation of all the nations, not the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the nations will form a delegation and they will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not begin the reckoning. Let us go to Adam alayhi salam and ask Adam alayhi salam to intercede on our behalf and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to initiate the reckoning. Jannah, Jahannam, come what may, but at least initiate the reckoning. We cannot stay in this field of mahshar forever. Let's get reckoning out of the way. Nobody is prepared to go. Isa alayhi salam, no. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, no. Everybody will say, nafsi, 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 nafsi. Allama ibn Kathir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, quotes. Allama ibn Kathir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, quotes Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as saying, that on the day of Qiyamah he will say, nafsi, nafsi, I am concerned about myself only. I am concerned about myself only. La as'aluka illa nafsi. I am not interceding for anybody except myself. Isa alayhi salam will say to Allah, La as'aluka Maryam allati waladatni. I do not even intercede for my mother Maryam who gave birth to me. La as'aluka illa nafsi. I am concerned about myself only. Nafsi, 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 nafsi. Each Nabi will say, go to this person, go to that person, go to this person, go to that person. Until they will come to Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They will come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they will say, can you intercede for us? Can you intercede for us without hesitation? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, yes, ana laha, Allah has created me for this intercession. I will do this for you. The whole humanity will be indebted to him on the day of Qiyamah also, because he is doing favor to all of them. Ana laha, yes, I will intercede for you. And he says, I will go to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will prostrate before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will remain in prostration for 500 years. Rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmatul lil alameen. دیکھ کر اخلاق کو اور آپ کے الطاف کو غیر بھی کہتے ہیں تم ہو رحمت للعالمین. After observing your good morals, your exemplary characters, after observing your kindness and your compassion, even the non-Muslims are compelled to say that you are رحمت للعالمین. After observing, but we are not giving the non-Muslims the opportunity to observe the exemplary morals, good characters of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we ourselves are unaware of his exemplary character. We ourselves are unaware of his good conduct, good moral. We ourselves are unaware of his exceptional teaching. What we need to do is to attach ourselves to the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without any fear, without any inferiority complex, mention this seerah to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Increase the dhikri rasul. Increase the mention of this rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If people or if an individual talks negatively of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complaining and crying will not solve problems. We need to talk positively about this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to let the world know who this personality was. He was not one in a million. He was not one in a billion. He was the only one in the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot find words to praise him. Iqbal, main kis muh se karu madhe Muhammad. اقبال میں کس منہ سے کروں مدح محمد منہ میرا بہت چھوٹا ہے اور بات بڑی ہے. اقبال, how can I praise محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, my tongue is very insignificant and this topic is very great. لفظ بے بس زبان ہے معذور مجھ سے ذکر رسول کیا ہوگا. لفظ بے بس, I cannot find the right words to praise my نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لفظ بے بس, the words are disabled. زبانِ معذور, my tongue is also disabled. مجھ سے ذکرِ رسول کیا ہوگا. How will I talk about my رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نہ کنارہ ہو جس سمندر کا وہ سمندر عبور کیا ہوگا. His virtues and his excellencies can be likened to an ocean which has no shore. If an ocean has no shore, how can I cross that ocean? يا صاحب الجمال ويا سيد البشر من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر. Oh the one full of beauty, Sheikh Saadi رحمه الله تعالى says, يا صاحب الجمال, oh the one full of beauty, ويا سيد البشر, oh the leader of humanity, من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر. Even the moon has been given light from your glowing face. Even the moon has derived light from your glowing face. If your face was not glowing, the moon would not have glowed. مِن وَجْهِكَ الْمُنِيرِ لَقَدْ نُوِّرَ الْقَمَرِ لَا يُمْكِنُ السَّنَاءُ كَمَا كَانَ حَقُّهُ. It is not possible to praise you as you are worthy of praise. بَعْدَسْ خُدَى بُزُرْغُ تُوِي قِصَّةَ مُخْتَصَرْ. In short, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one more virtuous than you are. Ali radiyallahu anhu mentions the shamail of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and he concludes by saying, Yaqulu na'ituhu, the one describing him will conclude by saying, Lam ara mislahu, la qablahu wa la ba'dahu qattu. I have never seen anything like him, neither before him nor after him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create anyone more handsome, more better, more virtuous than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is kamilul khalq and kamilul khuluq. His features were complete and his akhlaq were complete. 500 years I will prostrate, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows with which words I will praise Him. Allah will teach me the praises, and for 500 years in prostration I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whom? For whom will He do this? For the whole of humanity. For the approximately 124,000 ummah. And after 500 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, raise your head, sal, ta'ta, ask, you will be given, washfa' tushaffa, intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will raise his head and he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to initiate the reckoning. And upon his intercession, the reckoning will start on the day of Qiyamah. This is known as Ash-Shafa'atul Kubra, the major intercession. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for so many sinful individuals of his ummah, upon whom Jahannam will be wajib, and through his intercession, thousands will go in Jannah. Here, the Muhaddisin have posed a very, very important question. Very important question. That question is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire this delegation of the various ummah to get together and go to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam will not be able to intercede, why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not inspire these people to go direct to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam? And when Adam alayhi salatu wa salam will decline and say, go to the next Nabi, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, why will Allah not inspire Adam alayhi salam to say, go to Muhammad? Why will He inspire him to say, go to Nuh? And then a list of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam before finally Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will say, go to Muhammad. Why will Allah not inspire the delegation or the first person they will approach, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, to say, go to Muhammad? My Shaykh in Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Islamul Haq Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, who rests in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten his grave with mercies. After posing this question, he said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired the delegation to go direct to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam to send this delegation direct to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then after the intercession, the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam would have said, if this delegation had gone to Isa alayhi salam, he would have also interceded for them. And the followers of Dawud alayhi salam would have said, if this delegation had gone to our Nabi Dawud, Dawud would have been able to intercede also. And the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would have said, if this delegation had gone to Musa, Musa would have also interceded. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired this delegation to go to a very well known Nabi, Adam alayhi salam. And then Adam alayhi salam directed them to the next Nabi who was very well known. And then he directs them to another Nabi who is well known. So they go to each and every well known Nabi until finally Isa alayhi salatu wasalam directs them to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who intercedes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it very, very clear on the day of Qiyamah that today my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is doing something that no Nabi will be able to do. Great Nabi, great Nabi. He was the greatest, he remains the greatest, and he will remain the greatest forever and ever. What we need to do during these times is not to become weak, not to lose hope, not to become despondent, not to get worried. His honor will continue to increase. his respect will continue to increase. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your tomorrow is better than today. Your future is better than present. Your akhirat is better than this world. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will continue to increase your favors. Allah will increase, continue to grant you favors until you become happy and you say, oh Allah, enough, I am happy now. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Islam is the same Islam with the same honor that was there 1400 years ago in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam enjoys the same honor that it enjoyed 1400 years ago. Quran enjoys the same honor that it enjoyed 1400 years ago. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoys the same honor that it enjoyed that he enjoyed 1400 years ago. That hasn't changed. What has changed is our connection to Islam, our connection to Quran, and our connection to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what has changed, and that is what we need to worry about. That is the concern we need to have. During these times, this is the concern we need to have. So let us go from here with this firm resolution that from today we will exert every effort. We will leave no stone unturned. We will do everything to connect ourselves to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I want each and every person here to make this firm resolution. I want each and every person who is listening to me at this precise moment, who will listen to me after, to make this firm resolution that we will try our utmost to fully connect ourselves to this beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and we will try our utmost to get this message reach as many people as possible. The day we connect ourselves to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we will also become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Once we connect ourselves to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will become the beloved of Jibreel, we will become the beloved of the people in the heavens, and we will become the beloved in this world also. Everybody will be compelled to love us. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People dislike us, people hate us today. Not only the Muslims themselves hate and dislike each other. Why? Because we have disconnected ourselves from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Let us connect ourselves to his teachings. Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. One who revives my deen, one who brings deen into his life, one who exerts effort in bringing deen to the lives of other people, faqad ahabbani, he loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And one who loves me will be in Jannah with me on the day of Qiyamah. Please my friends, let us go from here with this firm resolution that we will try our utmost to study the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam through authentic sources by connecting ourselves to reliable ulama who have an authentic chain reaching Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and acquire the knowledge of seerah, acquire the knowledge of the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, acquire knowledge of the seerah, study the seerah, acquire the knowledge of the seerah, acquire the knowledge of the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, propagate, tabligh, make this reach other people, talk about it, wherever you get the opportunity, talk about this great personality, talk about his muamalat, his muasharat, his husni akhlaq, his ibadat. Talk about this personality, talk about his teachings, talk about the deen that he brought. Number three, try to publish authentic material and make authentic literature reach as many people as possible, Muslims, non-Muslims. Number four, give place to this great life in your life. bring this great life in your life. What we learn, practice. What we learn, practice. Practice as much as you can. Practice as much as you can. Number 5, send salutations upon this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. At least 100 to 300 times daily. And during such crisis, 1000 times, 500 times. Any formula of Salat ala Nabi. The best is the one we recite in Salat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And the shortest formula, wa sallallahu ala Nabi al-Ummi or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala Muhammad. The solution to every problem is Salat ala Nabi. Number 6, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to safeguard His deen. Ask Him to safeguard the honor of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Him to safeguard the Sharia that He has sent through His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Him to safeguard the masajid, the holy places. Ask Him to safeguard the Muslim Ummah, each and every individual of the Muslim Ummah. Ask Him to grant the Muslim Ummah the tawfiq to appreciate the deen that He has given to them. Ask Him to grant even our non-Muslim brothers and sisters to study this great seerah, this great system brought by this great personality and appreciate it. And finally, when trying to solve any problem, follow the teachings of this great personality. Follow the teachings. Exercise sabr. Exercise patience, toleration. And do whatever you are able to do, remaining within the limits set by this beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where I would like to conclude. Let us connect ourselves to this great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we connect ourselves to this great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inshallah, misconceptions will be removed. Inshallah, people will be able to appreciate this great life, even the non-Muslims. Inshallah, the true picture of Islam will be observed by them. And inshallah, nur, light, barakat, blessing will spread throughout the world. Teri mi'raj ke tu loho qalam tak pahuncha. Your mi'raj was that you reached lohe mahfuz, you reached sidratul muntaha, and you reached and observed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your mi'raj. What is my mi'raj? My mi'raj is that I reach you and follow in your footsteps. Teri mi'raj ke tu loh o qalam tak pahuncha. Meri mi'raj ke mai tere qadam tak pahuncha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this conference, accept our gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of the At-Taqwa Academy and all those associated to At-Taqwa Academy, all those who have assisted the At-Taqwa Academy thus far, and who will assist the At-Taqwa Academy in future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant At-Taqwa Academy all the resources that are required to fulfill its ambition, and may Allah make it a beacon light for the whole of humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اهدنا بفضلك في من هديت، وعافنا في من عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق، ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم، ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم إنا نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك، وتحول عافيتك، وفجاءة نقمتك، وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء، ودرك الشقاء، وسوء القضاء، وشماتة العداء. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام، والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله، ويحرم حرامه، ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا، وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم، ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم اصرف عنا كيدهم وشرهم ومكرهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات، وترك المنكرات، وحب المساكين، وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء
الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلنا ولمحبينا ولمحسنينا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء، ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.
For a few more minutes, inshallah, before we end, for Asr Salah, some important announcements to make. First of all, someone has dropped their keys and to be for a golf vehicle and a golf lock key with it. Please pick that up from the information desk at the front. I would like to thank on behalf of the Taqwa Academy and all.